Attorney Iacopino, it's a pleasure to see you again.
Pleasure to see you.
My name is Paul Grenier, G-R-E-N-I-E-R, and I serve dual elected roles. I serve as mayor of the city of Berlin and that of Coos County Commissioner from District 1. I am here this evening to testify officially on behalf of the city of Berlin. The city has gone on record as fully supporting the Northern Pass project, and you should have received our letter last week. Although you will hear this evening either bury or stop the project, the fact is over 22 miles of this proposal lies within the boundaries of private timberland controlled by Wagner Forest. Another 8 miles has been added to be buried. Most of the rest is to be situated in existing rights of way. It is our belief that the developers have worked hard to find solutions to issues raised by folks who initially opposed the project. The fact remains, however, that future economic development here in Coos County will depend on availability to less expensive and dependable electricity. With thousands of megawatts of fossil-fueled and nuclear power coming off production, Northern New England faces still greater obstacles if this problem is not resolved soon. I personally have been very active in business development recruitment in Berlin, and a high cost of electricity is difficult to mitigate. Left unchecked, still higher costs of electricity will be Coos County's Alamo. The city of Berlin potentially stands to lose a lot of property tax revenue if the Northern Pass project and the Coos Loop upgrade is not built. The city and Berlin Station signed a PILT agreement in August of 2011 under authority of RSA 72:74. In the agreement, Burgess Biopower is required to pay to the city 15% of gross revenue of all RECs that are produced over the 400,000 REC threshold that Eversource is required to purchase. Since the plant has the ability to produce upwards of 100,000 of additional unsold RECs it can put to the open market, the lost revenue to the city is estimated to be in the $9.7 million range. The plant has to operate at or near capacity for that to occur. Burgess Biopower has already faced some production curtailments because the Coos Loop cannot handle the export load. The Northern Pass project has presented addresses that problem and allows for still further renewable energy development. The city of Berlin asks that you work toward a solution that allows for a site certificate to be issued to Northern Pass. And I've enclosed the official payment in lieu of tax agreement between the City of Berlin and Berlin Station LLC, and the letter that the City of Berlin has sent to Pam Monroe. And I would just like to say that the City of Berlin fully intends on intervening in this process, and we hope to be a partner to see that this gets a site certificate. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.